Hello, I'm Blake.
And I am Neff.
And they call us Blake and Neff.
Wait, this doesn't feel right to me.
Well, that's because I'm Neff.
And I'm Blake.
And we're here to bring you your Co-op Devo.
Best friends!
So, Blake, I don't know if you realize this, but recently it was National Best Friends Day.
Being honest, by the time I realized, it was too late. So if I sent you a best friends on National Best Friends Day text, it would have been like 2 days later.
I know what I forgot, so I'm so sorry.
I'm such a bad friend.
I love you. Happy National Best Friends Day.
I love you too. Happy belated National Best Friends Day.
So, Blake is my best friend, if you don't know.
And Neff is my best friend, in case you didn't know.
So in honor of that, in honor of National Best Friends Day, we're going to talk about
best friends.
That's right. So what I want to talk about today is best friends in the Bible.
Oh, okay.
And examples of maybe best friends in nerdy culture and even some bad friends. But first, let's talk about best friends. I know some of my favorite best friends in the Bible, Caleb and Joshua.
Ooh, that's a good one.
And these guys were young and tough and ready to go for God. Like, I love them because they always stood up for God and his principles, and they stood up together. They always get called out in the Bible for being awesome and stepping up for God's purpose whenever, you know, people started going against Moses and were tired of it, but it was really God's plan. So, and they always stepped up. And then Caleb supported Joshua, and Joshua became a great leader that led the people of Israel into the promised land.
They were like the definition of best friends in the Bible.
Yeah, support. The real support.
Yeah.
And that reminds me of Proverbs chapter 27, verse 9, which says, a sweet friendship refreshes the soul.
Oh.
I love it. It just makes it better. It makes it feel... A sweet friendship refreshes the soul.
Ooh, the R, though.
Yeah, you like that little roly in there? A little spiced. Delicious. Another great friendship that I love is... Paul and Timothy.
Now that is one of my personal favorites.
Yeah, talk about it.
Man, Paul and Timothy is an example of a mentorship growing into a beautiful friendship. I mean, when you think of the relationship between Timothy and Paul, you're talking letters that were written to Timothy as like life advice. For example, one of the most infamous letters or pieces of advice that was given to Timothy in their relationship was never let anybody look down upon you because you're young. And like, everybody looks at that as young men and women of God, like that's a verse that's given to them as life. It's a beautiful thing, and seeing the way that really grew them, and Timothy obeying that advice, like taking that advice to heart and really using it to better his life, is an example of a friendship, man. It's amazing.
Yeah, he really took his advice to heart. He really cared about his advice. I think that really grew their friendship closer because, you know, they actually listened to each other.
Yeah, he actually listened, which if you don't listen to your friend, then what kind of friend are you?
Is your friend going to be giving you the right advice? And it says right here, Proverbs chapter 19, verse 20 says, listen to advice and accept discipline, and at the end you will be courted among the wise.
Exactly.
That's exactly what Timothy did.
Right there. And he became such a wise young man of God because of the advice given to him by Paul.
Yeah, who care? And the best kind of friends, the best friends will tell you the best advice because they really care about you and want to see you succeed.
They're going to be honest with you and be like, look, this is how it is, and this is what you got to do. And then if you're a good best friend, you're going to listen to that best friend.
Well, we've talked about good best friends. What about some bad best friends? This is the Nerd of God cast, so we have to have a little bit of nerdy stuff. So what's a nerdy example of a bad friend?
Listen, anybody who knows me personally knows that I am a massive wrestling fan.
It's true. We're literally recording. You're right in front of a bunch of pictures of signed wrestling things and wrestling con memorabilia.
There are some in my office. That's correct.
It's phenomenal.
So, I see what you did there, AJ. When I think of bad friendships, especially in wrestling terms, you cannot leave out the split of the Rockers.
Oh.
You want to talk about an infamous breakup?
Absolutely.
Man, when Shawn Michaels super kicked Marty Jannetty and threw him through the barbershop window, everybody, including Brutus Beefcake, was like, what just
happened?
What
a terrible friendship.
And you're like, dude, you guys were one of the most electric and greatest tag teams of that time.
Beloved.
And you just ruined it. Like,
exactly.
You broke everybody's heart.
A terrible
including friend. Marty Jannetty's and possibly his eyeballs.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just Just terrible friend.
Yeah, he took all the momentum they had, all the moments. Imagine all the times and stuff they shared on the road. And Shawn Michaels like, nah, throwing it through the window.
Do my thing.
Literally throwing it through the window so I could become a solo superstar. Mm. Which, to be fair, did do a lot for his career, but that's very selfish.
Yeah, it was. If we can compare the two, that was his Saul moment.
Yeah.
And then eventually he would become the Paul, and to Triple H's Timothy, I assume.
Yeah.
I guess would be the correct example.
That's a good call. It's a good call.
So I have a verse here about being a bad friend.
Okay.
It says it's in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 33.
33.
Yeah, 33. It says, "Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character."
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I could go on a tangent with wrestling references today.
Oh, terrible people.
Because of that. Like Seth Rollins and his discipleship thing.
Oh, horrible.
We won't go there.
He thought.
I mean, but that's so many facts being brought through that Bible verse.
Yeah, exactly. So we want to encourage you guys today to be the best friend you could be. Lead your friends down the right path that God has for them and you. And don't corrupt them. Be refreshing to their soul. Be uplifting. Yeah, that's right. Isn't that nice? Let's think of like a nice fresh spring.
Refreshing.
Ooh, yeah. Like a nice dip in a pool. A cool pool. And it's 98 degrees outside.
Take a dip in the pool.
Take a dip in the pool. And once you get out of that pool, you can actually go to nerdogodcast.com.
What a great promo!
I know, what a great segue, right? Well, unfortunately, we're out of time, so I guess it's that time, Blake. It's that time. So
that's all the time that we have for today.
Exactly. So if you want to hear more, subscribe today to hear more Devos like this. You can find our main podcast, the Nerd of Godcast, and also our daily Devos at nerdofgodcast.com. There you can find links to the pod, links to all of our social media, our blog. You can even pick up some Nerd of God swag.
Super swag.
Swag. The Nerd of Godcast co-op Devo. My name is Neff. Have a nerd today and a blessed tomorrow. And
my name is Blake. And until next time, kick back, relax, and enjoy the music.
Do today, say what?
Say what?